Chapter 3. Misty Morning. The front page of the Daily Gleaner on Tuesday, February 6, 1945, was dominated by news of the world at war. The Red Army of Marshal Zhukov was within 35 miles of the Reich capital, and Patton's tanks were boring deeper through the Siegfried Line while, on the other side of the planet, planes from the British carrier Indefatigable were bombing Japanese strongholds in Sumatra, and General Douglas MacArthur's forces had returned to Manila. In the local news, there were continued reports of a slump in Jamaican citrus production for the war effort blamed on the hazards of the shipping routes to Britain, as well as shortages of beef, petrol, and matchsticks. Farm workers had just been airlifted from Montego Bay to Florida to help harvest crops there. The day before, the Bishop of Kingston opened the annual Anglican Synod by hosting a cricket match in Sabina Park between the clergy and the police. Later that afternoon, Lady Huggins was honored at the nearby Jamaica Turf Club, and Mrs. McWinnie gave a tea. There was no mention in the Gleaner, however, of an event which took place during the early hours of the morning in the rural parish of St. Anne. 19-year-old Sadella Marley had given birth to her first child. The moon-faced Sadella, or Siddy, as she was called, had had a difficult pregnancy and had suffered greatly from morning sickness. When she went into labor on Sunday evening, she was taken to the house of her father, Omeria Malcolm, a black man. She remained in labor through all of Monday. At 2:30 the following morning, Robert Nesta was finally delivered, a fawn-colored boy with the thin lips and the slender pointed nose of his father, Captain Norval Sinclair Marley, a white man. Just after sunrise, the afterbirth was wrapped carefully in a page from the Gleaner that contained a story describing the arrest in Kingston the day before of a young rude boy who had stolen 35 pounds from a Chinaman. The hooligan's alias was Pearl Harbor. The afterbirth was buried at the foot of a young coconut sapling that would from that day forth be Robert Nesta Marley's friend tree. It would grow as tall and as strong as he wished it to, its health and height reflecting his care. It would bend with the passage of time in the same direction as its cultivator. City.